SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au. In this bulletin, police arrest the owner of a caravan found packed with explosives in Sydney's northwest, Guantanamo Bay to receive a larger intake of migrants in the US, and in sport, Queensland flags issues in crucial transport projects ahead of the 2032 Olympics. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Camille Bianchi. The owner of a caravan found in a semi-rural Sydney suburb packed with explosives has been taken into custody. Police say it's one of a number of arrests made around the periphery of an investigation into the discovery at Dural on January 19. Police Commissioner Karen Webb says the arrest is unrelated to the caravan investigation. She also says some of the others taken into custody are allegedly connected to other anti-Semitic attacks, not this.
All of these matters are still under investigation. There are many, many more lines of inquiry. It is a joint investigation with our federal counterparts and our state counterparts, including the New South Wales Crime Commission, ASIO and others. And we will update when we have information to provide the community. But can I just reassure the community, we are doing everything possible. We are not leaving a stone unturned in this matter.
Jewish leaders have expressed alarm over a spate of attacks in Australia aimed at their community. Most recently, the discovery of explosives and a list of addresses in a caravan police say could have been used in an anti-Semitic plot. They acknowledge that cars have been set alight, a synagogue burnt down, and anti-Semitic slurs painted on buildings and cars in a spate of incidents that have escalated in frequency and severity since December. Israel's ambassador to Australia, Amir Maimon, says he remains deeply concerned, despite being assured every measure is being taken to protect the community. Executive Council of Australian Jewry co-CEO Peter Wertheim says they are concerned but angry, describing the attacks as things that bring shame on our country and demean us as a nation.
We are seeing that the Australia that we have been fortunate enough to live in ourselves, a land of freedom, fair-mindedness, civilised norms of behaviour and the rule of law, is starting to slip away from us and from our children and from future generations. And the authorities and our civil society leaders seem to be powerless to arrest the trend.
Donald Trump has announced the US naval base at Guantanamo Bay will be used to house as many as 30,000 immigrants as his deportation policy adopts an even greater intensity. The naval base in Cuba already houses a migrant facility separate from the high-security US prison for foreign terrorism suspects. But it's only been used on occasion for decades, including for Haitians and Cubans picked up at sea. But the US president is expected to order the Pentagon and the Department of Homeland Security to prepare the facility for a larger influx. He says the base would be home to the worst undocumented people.
We have 30,000 beds in Guantanamo to detain the worst criminal illegal aliens threatening the American people. Some of them are so bad we don't even trust the countries to hold them because we don't want them coming back. So we're going to send them out to Guantanamo. Today's signings bring us one step closer to eradicating the scourge of migrant crime in our communities once and for all.
Assistant Treasurer Stephen Jones will retire from politics at the next election. He will be the fourth Labor minister to step down from politics before the 2025 poll, along with Linda Burney, Brendan O'Connor and Bill Shorten.
After 15 years and five elections, I've decided that it's time for me to hand the baton on to somebody else.
Mr. Jones is known for his work toward improving scam frameworks and buy now, pay later reform. He currently holds the seat of Whitlam by 10%, with the Illawarra area traditionally a Labor stronghold. NASA has revealed the results of a study into asteroids that suggests they may have planted the seeds of life on Earth. The study looked into dust and pebbles collected by the space agency's OSIRIS-REx spacecraft from the near-Earth asteroid, Bennu. The study revealed the samples contain the five genetic components of DNA present in all life on Earth, components known as nucleobases, and 14 of the 20 also had organic compounds called amino acids that are used to make proteins, which are complex molecules that play indispensable roles in the structure, function, and regulation of living organisms. The study's lead author, Tim McCoy from the Smithsonian Institution, says planets like Earth were pelted by asteroids and other space debris in the early formation of the solar system. He's called these asteroid samples the strongest evidence yet of how life on Earth began.
We've thought for a while that the water on Earth certainly could have come from an asteroid because we've seen water for a long time. This is telling us that not just the water, but some of the building blocks of life actually were seeded onto Earth and other planets. It wouldn't have been limited to just Earth.
To sport, Queensland's government says two rail projects it had promised to transport attendees of the 2032 Olympics in Brisbane are now in doubt. Significant cost blowouts have been identified in the proposed completion of the Gold Coast Light Rail, as well as the extension to Queensland Sunshine Coast Rail through to Maroochydore, which would connect Brisbane, Moreton Bay and the Sunshine Coast. The government's submission to the state's Games 100-day infrastructure review has claimed the Sunshine Coast rail extension could nearly double from $12 billion to more than $20 billion. The project was recently taken off the federal government's infrastructure priority list. And those are the latest headlines from the SBS newsroom. I'm Camille Bianchi.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.